Two stories from the West Coast caught our eye recently, and at first, they seem to contradict each other. They have to do with merging in traffic. Here's the headline from the San Francisco Chronicle. Last-minute mergers endanger drivers, worsen traffic jams. And then here's one from Ars Technica out of Seattle. The beauty of zipper merging, or why you should drive Ruder. And joining us from the studios of KQED to sort this all out, first Evan Cernofsky of the San Francisco Chronicle. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Robin.
You are writing about the jerk merge when people pull ahead to cut in front of other drivers to make a turn?
That's correct. It's when there's typically lanes that are backed up to get onto a highway on-ramp, and then the through lanes are going straight and clear, and a driver will jump into the through lanes and then try to cut ahead at the very end. And at times, it can be annoying because it'll back up those through lanes when people don't let the driver in. But other times, it'll be incredibly dangerous because the driver will cut in front of multiple cars, endangering pedestrians, cyclists, other motorists, pretty much everyone who is around.
Okay, so this is something that you personally don't approve of, and you put it out in the paper. What did readers say?
This by far has to be one of the most engaged, one of the articles that's gotten the most engagement from our readers, because everybody is aware of it. People that obey the rules of traffic and wait in line are frustrated because they see other people cutting them off and they don't get a go. Cyclists see it happen. Pedestrians see it happen. So everybody that lives in San Francisco, in the city, has experienced this, and it seems like everybody has wanted to weigh in.
Hundreds of emails and comments. And you also spoke to people who study this sort of thing. Okay, it frustrates people, but what do people who study traffic flow say about whether or not it helps ultimately in traffic flow?
They say it doesn't help. They say, in fact, that of all the maneuvers and shenanigans that drivers pull, it's probably the most disruptive. There was a professor at UC Berkeley that studied traffic on highways and said that can clog traffic up to 50% versus when drivers aren't pulling the jerk merge. So it doesn't only disrupt the lanes that are trying to turn, it also disrupts the lanes that are would regularly be flowing freely.
Okay, so that's a version of a merge where you're turning, you're getting onto an entrance ramp. But then there's another kind of merge where several lanes just are squozed down to one. So let's bring in Sam Moskovich. He's technology reporter at Ars Technica. He joins us from KUOW in Seattle. And Sam, describe the kind of merge that you're talking about.
Well, you reach a traffic situation where there had been two or three lanes and there might be a sign saying lane closing in a mile. At that point, a lot of people might try to merge as soon as they see that sign, while other people might go all the way to the end, right to the end merge point, while everybody else who's already in the lane that has merged looks to their left and growls and grimaces. But as it turns out, there are a lot of people who think that you actually should go all the way to the end, fill in both lanes, and merge at the very end. They call it a zipper merge because each car, one after the other, fills in like a zipper.
Well, but again, let's picture this in our mind's eye. Let's say you've got two lanes going in one direction, and let's say the right-hand lane is being asked to merge into the left. Those people who go all the way down to the end, I don't know who they could possibly be, they're cutting.
The idea is that it's actually more polite to pull ahead. The studying, the research is saying that if everyone pulls ahead and fills in one after the other, then there's not as much congestion behind.
Right. And you say this also has been studied and some states are approving it.
Minnesota has been pushing this for, goodness, 10 years, and Washington State is following suit. The Washington State Department of Transportation actually came on KUOW saying that, you know, people's assumption is that people are cheating, but it's actually lets traffic flow if you let folks in, was the quote.
Okay. And by the way, when you say Minnesota is using it, there's a statewide ad campaign trying to get people to use it. Let's listen to one of the ads.
This summer, the Minnesota Department of Transportation encourages you to do the zipper merge. Resist the urge to merge early. Use both lanes and follow the signs. Do the zipper merge, the correct, safe, and polite way to merge. For more information, visit DoTheZipperMerge.org.
So there's at least a couple of states where a very civilized discussion of merging took place. I want to go back to you, Evan, there in San Francisco, where we're talking about a slightly different merge. When there are through lanes, these aren't lanes that are merging into one. There are lanes that are through lanes, and one lane is stopped up because everybody's turning or, as you said, getting onto a highway. We have a bridge here, same kind of thing. It's hard to turn and get onto it. And just the other morning, we had some jerks merging. They were coming around the line that was waiting to get on the bridge and pulling into the lane that was supposed to be for the traffic coming the other way. And we now had two lanes of traffic going one way. And then when the other people, when the light changed and the people wanted to come back the other direction, they were facing cars facing at them. Isn't this one of the problems with the jerk merge? You go around the line that's waiting to turn. You may be facing somebody coming the other way.
This is certainly one of the major problems. But when traffic gets bad, especially in cities like San Francisco, it seems to be that all the rules of the road no longer apply, especially to some drivers who think that, you know, whatever they have to do is a high priority. And I'm not going to lie, I'm in situations, I'm a reporter when I'm covering breaking news and traffic is bad. I've pulled the jerk merge myself because I think what I need to be doing
is too important to wait in that line.
Everybody else.
Well, and do you do it like, I can't imagine who would do this, but do you also feign when you get down to the end and the turn, you put your hand to your face and go, oh, I didn't know, I'm from out of town, I'm sorry, I have to turn.
Right, and I think I of course do that, and so does everybody else, but I think that's also a legitimate complaint for people is they are from out of town or they're just not familiar with that part of the city and they a turn comes up very quickly on them, there's not enough warning and they have to get over rather than go all the way around, battle through the rest of the traffic anarchy that's going on and somehow maybe be able to get back in that line. It's a lot simpler to just make eye contact with another driver and say, hey, do you mind if I get over? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't know what that line was for. I didn't know what that long lane of traffic was for. And here I am at the turn. And Sam, there in Seattle, where, you know, Washington State is embracing the zipper merge. Again, no turns involved. You're going down to one lane. Do you have this jerk merge problem as well?
Absolutely. I think you have a lot of bridge traffic in particular connecting Seattle to the nearby cities where Microsoft's headquarters is. And you have to deal with a lot of people squishing onto tiny bridges, and until any sort of construction can be done to connect Seattle to these giant cities, it is more about politeness than about infrastructure.
That's Sam Moskovich, technology reporter at Ars Technica, speaking about the zipper merge as it's been used in Washington. He's there at KUOW in Seattle. We also heard from Evan Cernofsky of the San Francisco Chronicle. He's been speaking to us from KQED there, and he says the jerk merge is not as popular. Evan, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
Sam, thanks to you, too.
Thank you so much.
Well, Jeremy, I think now might be time for us to confess the third way. There is this impossible left-hand turn right where we come to work. The line, as you know, waiting to turn left can stretch back a quarter mile. So you and I pass that line. We make a perfectly legal right-hand turn instead. We drive a ways, and then we turn around. Again, perfectly legal. We come back straight across the intersection. Anyone following this? We essentially go straight onto the road that we'd wanted to make a left turn on, and we're still ahead of the line.
Well, thanks, Robin, now for telling everyone else our secret.
What we do.
We're never going to get here on time.
But we would never jerk merge.